Good morning. Welcome to St. John Lutheran Church and Christian Preschool. I'm so glad you're here today. So glad we can worship together this morning. It's an especially special week for me this week because on Wednesday, I will be celebrating the 53rd anniversary of my baptism. 53 years ago, yes. Little Russell was baptized 53 years ago at Trinity Lutheran Church in Waterloo this coming Wednesday. I thought to help me celebrate that, it would be great if you all remembered your baptisms along with me. So to help us out here, I got the hose and the nozzle right here, okay? Are you ready to remember your baptism? No? Maybe this isn't such a good idea. All right. Well, you know, don't worry. There's no water spigot back here in the pulpit, just a lot of hot air. So instead, remember your baptism, stand, greet your neighbors, and say you're a child of God. And you can remain standing as we begin with a brief order of confession and forgiveness printed in the bulletin. We begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us, and for his sake, God forgives us all our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ and by his authority, I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And we sing our gathering hymn number 853.
Thank you.
this week, Susan and I got our picture taken for the photo directory, and I just want you to know that it was a walk in the park. It was as simple as peanut butter and jelly. It was the cat's meow. So I don't know if you've signed up for your picture yet, but I hope you do. We want you in the book. Please don't make me have to create a picture of you on my own, okay? But I also want you to know that whether you're in the book or not, you are a part of us. You are a part of the body of Christ, the church, because it's not about whether or not we get our picture taken. It's about the fact that we have been claimed as children of God. And whether your picture is taken or not, know that the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit is with you all. Pray together the prayer of the day. Almighty God, you sent your Holy Spirit to be the life and the light of your church. Open our hearts to the riches of your grace, that we may be ready to receive you wherever you appear. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. And you may be seated for the reading.
Second reading is from Hebrews 11, 1 through 3 and 8 through 16. Now faith is in the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Indeed, by our faith, our ancestors received approval. By faith, we understand that the worlds were prepared by the word of the God, so that what is seen was made from things that are not visible. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to set out for the place that he was to receive as an inheritance. And he set out, not knowing where he was going. By faith, he stayed for a time in the land he had been promised. As in a foreign land, living in the tents, he did as did Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs with them of the same promise. For he looked forward to the city that has foundations, whose architect and builder is God. By faith, he received power for procreation, even though he was too old, and Sarah herself was barren, because he considered him faithful who had promised. Therefore, from one person, that this one as good as dead, descendants were born, as many as the stars of heaven, as in the innumerable grains of sand in the seashore. All of these died in faith without having received the promises. But from a distance they saw and greeted them. They confessed that they were strangers and foreigners on the earth. For people who speak in this way make it clear that they are seeking a homeland. If they had been thinking of the land that they had left behind, they would have had opportunity to return. But as it is, they desire a better country, that is, a heaven one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God. Indeed, he has prepared a city for them.
I'd like to invite the kids to come up and join me for the children's sermon. And let's sing Jesus Loves Me as they come up. Thanks for coming up. I'm glad you're here. So, do you have a prized possession? something that you really love that you would hate it if it disappeared or got stolen or broken, something that you really, really love. Like, say, I really like my bike, right? If somebody stole my bike, I would be really sad. It could be like a favorite toy or a game, could be a special piece of jewelry or clothing. Could be, okay, so what's your prized possession?
Shoes.
Your pastor, right? Yeah, okay, thank you. Okay, so I need your help. I need a volunteer. Thank you for volunteering. Appreciate it. Come on up. Come right in here. Okay, so I want you to think about your prized possession, okay? And just imagine that these are your prized possessions, okay? These two ping pong balls. Can I borrow one of your prized possessions? Your shoe? Can I borrow one of your shoes? Okay, is that all right? Okay, you sure you want to loan it to me? Okay, so imagine that I borrowed your prized possession, but you know, I don't care about it as much as you do, and I didn't take care of it, and all of a sudden I crushed it like that, and I stomped on it on the ground, and then it looked like that. What did it hit? I just can't win. So, how do you feel about that? Mad. Okay, so let me ask you, can I borrow your other prized possession now? No. Why not? Okay, so you're afraid that I'm going to ruin your left shoe? Okay, so what are you going to do? Keep it? You know, you may be better even hide it because I might steal it. You think so? Where would you hide it? Put it in the plant. Wow, she did it. Okay. So you have to hide it, right? Because you're afraid. You don't want to lose your prized possession. See, but here's the thing. Jesus tells us today that we have something that can't be stolen, something that can't be ruined, something that we can't lose, something that we can share as much as we want and can never be destroyed, okay? God's love. Because here's the thing, prized possessions are like that, right? But God's love is like that. It just keeps coming and coming and coming. And even the jar never empties, okay? So remember that. God's love never ends. And by the way, today's children's sermon for you older folks was inspired by Captain Kangaroo, my childhood hero. All right, so let's all pray, and then afterwards you can take a ping pong ball, and you can have one too, to take with you to remind you of God's love. Let's bow our heads, fold our hands. Dear God, thank you for your love that never ends. Amen. All right. Thanks for coming up. Catch. Now you know why I brought you in here with the gate. Let's stand for the gospel acclamation. Gospel for today is written in the 12th chapter of the Gospel of Luke. Jesus said, Do not be afraid, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give alms. Make purses for yourselves that do not wear out, an unfailing treasure in heaven, where no thief comes near and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Be dressed for action and have your lamps lit. Be like those who are waiting for the master to return from the wedding banquet, so that they may open the door for him as soon as he comes and knocks. Blessed are those slaves whom the master finds alert when he comes. Truly, I tell you, he will fasten his belt and have them sit down to eat, and he will come and serve them. If he comes during the middle of the night or near dawn and finds them so, blessed are those slaves. But know this, if the owner of the house had known at what hour the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken into. You also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an unexpected hour. This is the gospel of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And you may be seated.
Alexa, stop!
Hey.
What? I'll get the shower ready.
I want that on.
No, man. Look, I get you trying to block out the world, but can you at least do it to better music?
Have you ever listened to opera?
Yeah, opera's really big in prison. You could hardly get a seat on opera night. Why can't we listen to Aretha? Hmm? You want to feed your soul? Then listen to its queen. Think about it. Yeah. You better think about what you're trying to do to me. Think. It's amazing, ain't it? I sound just like her.
Yeah. When I close my eyes, which I needed to, it's uncanny. It's like identity theft.
When you want to block out the world, when you need to feed your soul, what do you turn to? Whether you love opera or Aretha or something else, Jesus tells us today that ultimately our hope, our peace, our security is in the kingdom of God. Now, when I say that kingdom of God, what do you think of? What do you think of as the kingdom of God? Do you think of a golden city in the clouds somewhere? Do you think of a really peaceful, serene place somewhere out there? Well, my seminary professors taught me that when Jesus talks about the kingdom of God, he's not talking about a place. Not talking about a place. Jesus said the kingdom of God is within you. It's in your hearts. It's inside of you. The kingdom of God is God's love and power in our lives now and forever. And Jesus said nothing can take the kingdom from you. I did my seminary internship in Tanzania. I worked with a Tanzanian Lutheran pastor in three different congregations, and while we were there in Tanzania, Susan taught math at a secondary school. It was a great experience. The people were so friendly, so kind, so welcoming. It was an amazingly beautiful land. The wildlife was incredible, and best of all, for a whole year, I got to be a biker dude. Okay. See, now the seminary owned a motorcycle that stayed in Tanzania, and when the interns came over, they got to use that motorcycle for their transportation for the year, and it was great. I mean, this is what we looked like in Tanzania, but this is what it felt like. Right. Yeah, born to be wild, baby. Not only did I love riding the motorcycle, but I mean, just the word, the name, the word in Swahili for motorcycle is piki piki. I mean, how fun is that to say? Say it with me, piki piki. They say that the name came from the sound of the motorcycle. It's like piki 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 piki. Who knows? But we loved having the piki piki to get around. The only thing we didn't like about it is having the motorcycle made us a target for thieves. Because whether we liked it or not, we were the rich Americans who had stuff that most people didn't have, and we tended to kind of stick out. And everybody knew where we lived, and everybody knew that we had stuff. So we lived in this house for the year we were in Tanzania, and in the back part of that house, There was a room where we would take the motorcycle into the house at night, and we would put it in this room in order to keep it safe from the thieves that wanted to come and steal it. Well, one night, we were laying in bed underneath our mosquito nets, and I heard this sound. Now, it wasn't unusual to hear sounds at night, because a lot of times we would hear the rats up in the ceiling having relay races over our heads. But it sounded different from the rats, and I laid there in the dark listening. It didn't sound like it was up here. It sounded like it was coming from the back of the house. And as I lay there listening, all of a sudden, I heard the sound of shattering glass, and I knew that somebody was breaking into our house. And so I jumped up out of bed. I got tangled up in the mosquito net, and I ran smack dab into an open door. I managed to find my way to the back door where the outdoor light switch was, and I prayed, "Lord, please let the light be on, let the electricity be on." I flipped the switch, and the light came on. Susan ran out the front door. She went over, and she got our next-door neighbors. They came over to help us, but by the time they got over there, the thieves were long gone. We went to that back room, and we saw the place where they had broken the window and tried to get in to steal the motorcycle. So what could I do? I installed a security system, which consisted of a latch with a padlock on the door that wasn't going to keep anybody out. But it made me feel better, right? Well, a couple weeks later, we went away to a missionary conference, and while we were gone, they broke in again. They cut rods on the window. They came in. Luckily, we had left the motorcycle at somebody else's house, so they didn't get that, but they took everything they could get their hands on, including our toilet paper. They stole our toilet paper, and I'm resisting the joke that we had nothing to go on, so I'm not even going to say that, okay? They took all they could get, right? Well, after that, it was kind of hard to sleep at night. I would lay in bed every night listening to every single noise, scared that they were going to come back and they were going to take more. They were going to take everything that we had. And somewhere in the weeks after all of this, as I lay there in the dark worried about my security, it dawned on me that our security ultimately is not in walls and in locks. Our security is in God. Even if they take everything we have, God would provide and give us what we need. Jesus reminds us today, you have a hidden treasure that no one can ever steal. Your peace and security are in God's kingdom, not in your stuff. You know, it's hard, though, to lose and to let go of things, but it's also hard to let go of people. Like this father giving a speech at his daughter's wedding.
Philip, I want to tell you a story. And like all good stories, it starts like this. Once upon a time, there was a father. And in case you can't figure that out, that's me. This father had a wonderful little boy. He was very happy. Then one day he found out that his wife was going to have a little baby. So I prayed, "Lord, if it's your will, give me a little girl." And he did. I was the first person to hold her in my arms. I looked at her and I said, "Lord, make her like her mother." And he did. She was loving, giving, so good and so kind. But then I realized I was getting left out. So I said, "Lord, make her like me." And he did. She could drive a truck and a tractor. She could load hay and strip tobacco. Do you realize what you're getting? But at the same time, she was opinionated, emotional. So I said, "Lord, that's enough of that. Make her like you." And he did. gave her the desire to serve people. She loves people. She gave her life to being a nurse. She's brought people back from the dead. And she's held the hand of people and breathed their last breath. He gave her a heart for missions. She's trekked all over the world. Pushed canoes up swollen rivers and laid on the floor while bullets whizzed outside so she could tell people about Jesus. But still something was missing. So I said, Lord, make her happy. And she made me. You see that look on her face? I never saw that until she met you. I'm grateful. Today I'm giving you the best thing I have to give. And I just wanted you to know before I do that how hard me and God's worked to get it ready. So Philip, as I give her to you, I don't think you'll mind if I give you one little word of advice. Me and God's worked hard. Don't screw it up.
So hard, parents. You take these kids, you raise them, you teach them how to be good people, and you just want them to be happy. And you just hope and hope and hope that they don't mess it up. And then along comes some man or some woman, and it feels like they're taking them away, and you hope that they don't mess it up too. Jesus tells us today that they have a hidden treasure that no one can ever mess up, because their happiness ultimately is in God's kingdom. Anne was her name, although she always signed cards, letters, emails to me as FYOM, which stands for your other mother. Which is what she called herself for the 18 years that I got to be her son-in-law. Anne was a writer who encouraged me to write. She was a contributor to Christ in Our Home devotional booklet. Anne loved Christmas. It was her favorite holiday, and she especially loved Christmas music and Christmas hymns, and she was annoyed with every pastor she ever had because they only ever let them sing Christmas hymns in December. And she thought that Christmas, Jesus' birth, should be celebrated year-round. They should always sing Christmas carols, but she never got her way. Anne's favorite thing in the world to do was not go camping. She could not camp forever. Okay. Anne was in charge of the church library at her church. She organized it and ran it. She was a Stephen minister. Anne delivered meals on wheels. She helped her older neighbors with anything they needed. She was a good person. And in her early 60s, shortly after retirement, Anne developed ALS. ALS was a thief. It was a thief. It came and it stole her voice, it stole her movement, and ultimately it took her life. But the one thing ALS could not take was her faith. Couldn't take her faith. Even as her body was shutting down and working less and less, her faith grew, and she longed and looked forward to that day when she would be with Jesus face to face. She would be able to talk and to sing Christmas carols again. Can't take that away. Jesus says, you have a hidden treasure that no disease can ever take away. Ultimately, your life is in God's kingdom. So when you need to block the world out, when you need to feed your soul, remember, the kingdom of God is within you. God's love and power are with you and in you now and forever. And nobody, nothing can take that away. Martin Luther said it so well in his hymn, A Mighty Fortress. He said, were they to take our house, goods, honor, child, or spouse, though life be wrenched away, they cannot win the day. The kingdom's ours forever. Amen. Our next song is a request. A lot of people think that this is Elvis. He sounds a lot like Elvis, but it's a gospel singer named Carol Roberson. So I invite you to stand and sing with us now, One Pair of Hands. Are safe in one pair of hands, let's proclaim what we believe in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. And let's join our hearts together in prayer. Lord Jesus, we face so many difficult things in this life, but we give thanks that we have security, happiness, and life in you that nothing can take away from us. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God of hope and strength, be with all who are in need. We pray today especially for Shirley Holm, Lorna Scrimger, James Grob, Bev Friend, Roger Michael, Landon Dietrich, Jack Holbert, Mike Lau, Sandra Link, Dan Carey, BJ Gifford. We also ask that you would give your peace and your comfort to Ellen Brewer and her family at the death of her son, Matt. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all, Lord, who protect and serve us in the face of danger, including all first responders. We also ask that you would protect and support the women and men who are serving in the armed forces and their families, especially Alex Binger, Robson Shanklin, and Kim Hall. We pray for those others who are on our hearts now as we lift them up silently before you. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Into your hands, O God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ our Lord. We all say, Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always. And let's share that peace with one another. You may be seated as we continue with the offering, and we sing the offering hymn 691. Pray together the prayer our Lord taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. And you may be seated. I want to say thank you to Leon and Marilyn Isaacson for the altar flowers today in celebration of their 49th anniversary. And in addition to that, there is a ping pong ball up there for them. Also, thanks to Dave and Lorna Scrimger for the radio broadcast in celebration of their anniversary, which was yesterday, August 10th. Don't forget, this Wednesday is the annual golf tournament, the golf outing. It's a fundraiser for the Floyd County Cancer Fund. You can sign up in the office to get your team signed up. Come on out and join us for that. Okay, please stand if you have a birthday in August. Don't be shy. Come on out. There you go. Okay, great. The 13th of August. Okay, that is right between my mom's birthday and my baptismal birthday. Oh, wait, sorry, I missed Carol. 23rd, okay? August 1st. August 21. Mary. August 19th. No doubles today. Oh, I missed you, Helen. August 31st. All right, well, let's sing happy birthday to our August babies. Buy later for cake. Thank you. Let's stand for the benediction. May Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit bless you now and forever. Amen. We sing our sending hymn number 705. Good news. Thanks be to God.